This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Defense Department criticized Russia for targeting Ukrainian civilians after a deadly weekend strike on a multi-story building in Dnipro that killed dozens of people, including children, and injured dozens more.
We do know that Russia launched a very heavy salvo of missiles from aircraft, from naval vessels, and from land against Ukrainian civilian infrastructure and civilian targets.
Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Pat Ryder. The toll included 24 people initially listed as missing at the site, which housed about 1,700, according to the high-ranking official in the Ukrainian president's office. Ukrainian troops launched Polish so-called crab howitzers in the east on Tuesday in the eastern Donetsk region. The artillery brigade in command of the howitzers said they aimed to hit Russian troops assaulting Ukrainian positions. Poland gave Ukraine 18 AHS Krell self-propelled howitzer, published public radio reported in May 2022, citing a government source. The highest-ranking woman in the United Nations has arrived in Kabul at the head of a UN delegation promoting the rights of women and girls. Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed's visit Tuesday came in response to a crackdown on women by Afghanistan's Taliban rulers. Mohammed is a former Nigerian cabinet minister and a Muslim. UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq said Tuesday that Mohammed was joined by the executive director of the UN agency promoting gender equality and women's rights. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Jury selection kicked off in a San Francisco federal court Tuesday in a case brought by Tesla shareholders who claimed tweets by Elon Musk amounted to fraud. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The main focus, a 2018 tweet from Musk reading, quote, "Am considering taking Tesla private at $420. Funding secured." Shareholders have said Musk tweets cost investors billions. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages for shareholders who bought or sold Tesla stocks in the days after Musk's tweets on August 7, 2018. The defendants, who also include seven current and former Tesla directors, have denied wrongdoing. The trial could last about 3 weeks.
Climate campaigner Greta Thunberg was detained by German police on Tuesday while taking part in protests against the demolition of a coal village. Thunberg, a 20-year-old, was carried off by two officers in riot gear. She did not appear to be actively resisting. The internationally famous climate activist was detained while protesting, where she sat with a group of protesters near the edge of the mine. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo are carrying out a facelift in the capital, Kinshasa, ahead of a visit by Pope Francis at the end of the month. But those who work in the informal sector say police are going too far. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
In Democratic Republic of Congo's capital, Kinshasa, police are preparing for a visit by the Pope. This pre-dawn raid is targeting makeshift stalls at a busy intersection. But traders here complain that the operation, called coup de poing, which roughly translates to punch, is going too far. Mr. Jesus has seen his hardware shop destroyed.
The police are destroying these women's products. It's not fair. They should do their job properly because we are welcoming a man of God.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Authorities in the U.S. are searching for at least two suspects who shot and killed six people, including a teenage mother and her baby, at a Central California home in what the local sheriff called a horrific massacre related to drugs and gangs. Few details were available Tuesday, including what gangs may have been involved and the results of a narcotics search warrant that sheriff's deputies executed at the home last week. Deputies responded around 3:30 a.m. Monday to reports of multiple shots fired at the residence in unincorporated Goshen. Goshen is a semi-rural community in the agricultural San Joaquin Valley. I'm Joe Ramsey.